In 2015, the five states with the highest number of opioid-driven overdose deaths were West Virginia, New Hampshire, Kentucky, Ohio, and Rhode Island. But every state is touched by the toll drug addiction can take. And then there are the stories of the lucky ones, the addicts who survived and found a way to recovery. And some of those stories are resonating with Massachusetts high school students. This year alone, thousands of kids in the state have seen performances by a theater ensemble called The Improbable Players. They do theatrical adaptations of personal stories of all kinds of addiction, and all of the actors are in recovery. Deborah Becker, from Here and Now contributor WBUR, attended a recent performance focusing on opioid use and found this story.
You know, I hate you. I really, really hate you.
This soliloquy from the stage of the auditorium at Triton Regional High School in Byfield, Massachusetts, has more than 500 teenagers riveted as the actor describes powerful feelings about being a drug user, while three other actors whisper back, reinforcing those negative emotions.
Every time, your mom asks, how you doing? I'm doing fine, Mom. You lie.
This play, titled End of the Line, is based on stories from people in recovery from substance use disorders. It's something these actors know well, as they are all in recovery.
The world would be better off without you. And maybe you'd be better off dead.
The Improbable Players performed before 5,000 students in Massachusetts this school year alone because they say they want the students to know what the players learned the hard way, that it's easy to fall into addiction and hard to claw out of it. After the one-hour play, the performers tell their personal stories and then invite the students to ask questions.
We would be happy to answer any of your questions about us, our personal lives, our addictions, the play itself.
The students ask questions such as, do you believe addiction is a disease? Do you think marijuana is a gateway drug? One student raised her hand and was overcome by emotion as she explained that her father had recently died from a heart attack after struggling with addiction for years. What could I have done? She asked the actors between sobs. And then, with a bit more edge in her voice, and why do you people who are addicts not listen to your loved ones and keep using drugs? What can we do to make you stop? The auditorium was completely silent for a moment. Actor Elizabeth Addison struggled to answer her.
Hearing that question was just like, it broke my heart.
Addison told the teen there wasn't much she could have done for her dad.
You think that telling him you love him or whatever is going to, you know, wake something up? No, it's a very tricky disease. The person that has it, is their mind is completely being fooled. It's completely someplace else. They're being literally like they're puppets.
She also told the young woman that statistics show that the fact that these actors can even perform at all is, well, improbable.
For the four of us, there's 398 people who are either institutionalized or in jail are going to die from the disease of addiction. So that is why we're called the Improbable Players, because it is improbable that us four would be up there. Given where we came from.
Since 1984, the Improbable Players have been taking the stories of people in recovery and staging them in short plays. First, the troupe focused on alcohol. Then, about 3 years ago, after Massachusetts declared opioid use a public health emergency, the troupe's founder, Lynn Bratley, says the group decided to do a play about it.
We had to do the opioid play. We absolutely had to. We answered a call to address this issue. It's just too devastating and serious.
And Bratley dismisses suggestions that her plays might make drug use seem normal or acceptable because these actors and their painful pasts are now in the limelight.
They don't make the addiction look glamorous. Not for one second. They make it look like what it is, painful and horrible. And their own stories, it's not like they don't have consequences still today. They live with the consequences of their youth and use.
The main point of the program, Bratley says, is to get students talking about their lives and to let them know that opioids are a public health problem threatening thousands of families across the country. Triton senior Cassie McGrath says these types of programs are critical, not so much because they might stop someone from using drugs, but they'll get people talking about it.
It's something that when you're in high school, if like no one talks about it and it will become more of a problem. I think that if like people don't address that opioids are actually happening in our area, because they really are, then no one will ever really do anything about it. And it just makes it even harder for people to reach out for help.
And the statistics continue to be alarming. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says more than 33,000 people died of an opioid overdose in 2015, and the number of deaths keeps rising. For Here and Now, I'm Deborah Becker.
And of course, this is a story we will continue to follow into 2017.